Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now, sometimes people can have dreams that will reveal the future. And sometimes they reveal something beyond the current circumstances, just like these revealed some things beyond what Joseph could even imagine happening. And almost always, when God shows you something about the future, it seems like a far-fetched thing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, It Shall Come to Pass. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
We're going to take a look at the man Joseph. And this first part is Joseph Believed What God Said. It would be the title if you want to. You know, Joseph is a great example of someone who went through a lot of difficulty, but ended up still following God no matter what and receiving what God said he would get at the end. You know, I don't know if any of you have been to Branson and seen the at Sight and Sounds Theater, seen Joseph. Anybody get to see Joseph? I saw it three times, and I cried at the end all three times. There is not a more beautiful story of trial and hardship and forgiveness than that story of Joseph. Now, some of you that don't know about Sight and Sound, he went to our Rhema Church up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He takes a Bible story and he writes a play from the Bible story. He draws he's a fantastic artist. He draws all of the sets, and then they build all of the scene sets. And so in fact, I think Noah's playing now, if they have it, I've seen it a couple of times. It's called The Miracle of Christmas. It's a great one too up there. But, as I looked at and watched that, and of course I've read the story many, many times, you know, we can learn two ways. We can learn from others, or we can learn the hard way. Someone said, tuition for learning everything on your own is too high. And life is too short not to look at other people's examples. In fact, Paul tells us in the Word, he says that what happened to the children of Israel happened as an example for us. Well, what is an example? It's either what to do or what not to do. You can learn both ways. You can learn that a stove is hot by your parents saying, don't touch that, it's hot, and then you can put your hand on it and find out. At 3 years of age, I learned electricity will bite you. It was in Farmersville, Texas. Dad was pastoring there. And that little, it was what they call a shotgun. He built onto the back of the parsonage, but it, what they call a shotgun parsonage or a shotgun house. Anybody know what a shotgun house is? It's where if you stand here and shoot, it'll go right through it because it's just one single deal. Well, the light for in that room was right behind the couch, and you just unscrewed it or screwed it in. You didn't have no switch or nothing. Well, there wasn't no light bulb in it, and I'm standing on the couch, and I'm going round and round. And my dad, he was sitting over on the side there at a desk studying. He said, son, you better stop that. If you slip down inside there, the electricity is going to get you, and it shock you. Okay, Dad. Bam! And I wound up in the floor because I jumped backwards. I had two ways to learn about electricity from what my dad told me But I didn't listen. I had to learn myself. Sometimes that's the way we are with things of God. We got to find out ourselves that what God said is the best way. Okay? We can look and learn from Joseph. I learned what I know from two men that were in my life that were very successful in their ministries. My dad, Kenneth E. Hagin, and my father-in-law, V.E. Tipton. You know, as we look at Joseph, we can learn how he believed God all through his life. Let's turn now to Genesis 37, and we'll start with about the fifth verse. I think I'm going to read out of the NLT today. Sometimes I read there and sometimes I read the other. It depends on if it says it more, where we get a better understanding of it. One night Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. Now, they already didn't like him because he was the favorite of his father. "Listen to this dream," he said. "We're out in the field tying up bundles of grain. Suddenly my bundle stood up, and your bundles all gathered around and bowed low before mine." His brothers responded, "So you think you will be our king, do you? Do you actually think you'll reign over us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dreams and the way he talked about them. So Joseph had another dream, and again he told his brothers about it. "Listen, I had another dream," he said. "The sun and the moon and 11 stars bowed low before me." This time he told the dream to his father as well as his brothers, but his father scolded him. "What kind of dream is that?" he asked. "Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow to the ground before you?" But while his brothers were jealous of Joseph, his father wondered about what the dreams meant. Now, sometimes people can have dreams that will reveal the future. And sometimes they reveal something beyond the current circumstances, just like these revealed some things beyond what Joseph could even imagine happening. And almost always, when God shows you something about the future, it seems like a far-fetched thing. In a book I got out there, How to Make the Dream God Gave You Come True, I preached that message in 1980 at St. Louis at a convention. And it wasn't on my notes, but while I was preaching, I said, "We're going to have rhemas all over the world." At that time, it didn't look like it could happen. That was 1980. It wasn't until 1999 and 2000 that we started. That's 20 years. You know, in between the time God shows you something or speaks to you about something, it does not mean that it's going to come to pass the next day. And there may be many challenges and things, circumstances that come your way in between the times. I had that happen with the Rhema schools, but we got them today. Now, Joseph had a choice. He could believe what God was showing him in those dreams, or he could doubt it. It's that simple. The Word of God is that simple for us today. We can either believe the Word or we can doubt the Word. You know, as we look at this today, I want you to get a hold of these facts. He never doubted any time what was real, what God had revealed to him in those dreams. He believed God even in the midst of hardship, trouble, things that said that it would never happen. You see, no matter what he went through, he continued to believe God. That's one thing I learned from my father. It didn't matter what he was facing. It didn't matter what anybody else said. It didn't matter what the circumstances were. He continued to believe God no matter what. When he left that last church that he was pastoring and went out into traveling ministry, at that time it was the beginning of what we call now called the healing revival. Everybody, all the ministers were traveling all over the country with the big tents and everything. And everybody told him to get a tent. And he said, no, the Lord told me not to get a tent. Told me to stay in auditoriums and churches.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering something from all of the Hagin family. First, a newly released USB titled Keys to Peace, which contains 13 messages on peace. Next is Kenneth E. Hagin's inspiring DVD, This is the Day. Additionally, we're offering Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin's must-have book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. And lastly, Craig W. Hagin's CD, Just Believe, will renew your faith. These four items are offered to you for the special price of only $45. To order, call us toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. That number again is 1-888-324-8499. Also, feel free to order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so call, write, or email us at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thank you for being a part of the Rhema for Today family. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, honey, Christmas lights are on.
Yep.
Yes, and it's a beautiful sight.
Yeah,
and
they came on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And they will stay on till nightly through January the 1st. They come on when it gets dusk or dark, starting to get dark, and they stay on to 11:30 p.m. You can get all the info you want about the Rhema lights. And just go to rhemalights.org. Rhemalights.org.
You know, honey, we have almost 3 million lights this year.
Yeah.
So it is gorgeous. And the park, oh my goodness, the park is just gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous, yes. Yes. And, of course, our grandson Skyler is in charge of all of that.
Yes, he's done an awesome job.
He has worked really hard. He said he wanted to make it this year better than it was last year.
And it is.
He is really working, and it is. It is a beautiful sight. And hey, if you're in driving distance, it's worth the drive to come and see. And it's free of charge. Now, there is places if you'd like to give a donation because the lights are so beautiful, we'll accept that.
Yes.
But it is free. You don't have to pay to come. You can drive around the campus the whole campus is decorated.
Yes, it
but
is.
But the main part is to walk through the park.
That's
it
right.
It's
gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, It Shall Come to Pass. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.